And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 31st edition. Hope you all had a great Tuesday. Went pretty well in the DFS streets. And we have a fun one for you on Wednesday. We have a 7-game early and a 6-game main slate. We're going to preview them both for you on this show. Double whammy for you to get you going today. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Bench with Bubba earlier in the week with Mike Curlin on Bubba on the Bloom on Thursday. First Pitch podcast Monday through Friday. I was on Sarah Sanchez's What the Fab podcast on Tuesday. That was a lot of fun as well. So go check that out. Plus all my written content. Go check out GTE Fantasy on Patreon, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. Join us in the Discord there Monday through Friday. Permitting, I drop a cheat sheet for you to about an hour, half hour, an hour before lock to tell you what I really like based on lineups and whatnot. So have some fun there, but let's not waste any time. We got to run through this one here. We got a 7-game early slate to get cracking for you here, and it starts at 1:10 a.m. or 1:10 p.m. Eastern time, and it goes through the 4:10 games on the East Coast. Totals we have for now, you have Angels, White Sox, 9, Rays, Cubs waiting on that one, Braves, A's, 9, Pirates, Giants, 7.5, Nats, Dodgers, 9.5, so waiting on a couple more totals there. Let's get into the pitching for you here. Mitch Keller is 10-8. He's at the San Francisco Giants. This is a play I do like. Keller's coming off a really, really rough start in his last outing. He still managed to go 6 innings, which was great, but allowed 6 runs, still struck out 8. That's 8 or more Ks in 5-6 straight outings. So he still managed 15.5, even though he got hit around, and that is huge. He's got a ceiling we've seen into the almost 40s, a floor in the 20s more often than not. 15.5 is pretty much his worst start of the year. And now you get a Giants team that over the last couple of weeks, they're pesky. They're playing good ball. I'm watching them a lot. It's interesting to see. But they're also striking out 26% of the time versus righties, hitting .262 with a .140 average. So I like Mitch Keller at 10-8. Zach Gleffelin at 10-5 on the flip side is another really interesting guy. He went 7 innings, 1 or no Ks his last outing, which sucks. Prior to starts, though, he had 8 Ks and 9 Ks. He's gone at least 6 innings and 5 straight starts. So he's bringing a decent floor to the table as well. And he's facing a Cubs team striking out almost 28% of the time versus righties over the last 2 weeks. And more importantly, this is why I shrunk down the dates. They're only hitting .201 over the last 2 weeks. You know, when I was doing the whole month of May, they looked better. Hitting .201 with a .169 ISO. That ISO was over .200 for the month of May. They are cooling down. It helps when Christopher Morel's not homering every day. But Cubs are striking out a ton. Average is going down. Makes Eflin interesting at 10-5 as well. A couple other guys here. Lance Lynn at $8,600. I'll keep going to that one. The price is coming up, which is kind of a bummer. It was 97 last time, but he's put up 20-plus points in 5 of his last 6 starts. I've been banging this drum for as long as you can listen to me this season. Strikeouts have been there time and time again. He's only given up 4 earned runs total in his last 3 starts, at least 6 innings in each start. He's been very, very good. I don't know if he's got the ceiling in him because he's going to get in trouble once in a while. That's going to deteriorate things. But he's going to get you strikeouts. He's going to make magic happen. LA striking out nearly 25% of the time versus righties over the last 2 weeks. So Lynn at 86 would be in play for you. Jaime Barria at $7,900 is interesting. The only concern I have with Barria is he went 64 pitches in his last start, which is good. Got you 22 points because he had 5 shutout innings with 6 Ks. White Sox offense is clicking. They're starting to heat up. They're getting healthy. It's amazing when that happens. They're in .234 with a .152 ISO over the last 2 weeks. If I shrunk that down to the healthy time, it'd be a lot. They'd probably be even better. So Barria is interesting on a small slate like this at $7,900, but not running to go to it. The guy I'd rather go to is Dane Dunning at $7,500 at the Tigers. Dunning has been ridiculously good of late. 5 innings or more in 4 straight starts, 2 earned runs or less in 4 straight, 1 earned or less in 3 of the 4. Strikeouts are always a concern. 3-4-5-3 doesn't get a ton of strikeouts, so the ceiling isn't high. But you're paying $7,500. They just lost Riley Green. They've got a handful of injured. Veerling just went down. The Tigers, that they were pesky, are struggling to fill the roster right now. They're striking out 20% of the time versus righties over the last 2 weeks with a .233 average and a .142 ISO. So Dane Dunning would be the dude I'd be looking at $7,500. If you need a super punt, Schuster of Atlanta at $6,500 would be the guy I'd go to. The A's will bother you, but Schuster coming off a couple of pretty nice outings of late. And when you look at Oakland over the last 2 weeks against left-handed pitching, 21.4% K, .239 average, .128 ISO. So Schuster at $6,500 definitely plays. So pitching, Keller at 10-8, Eflin 10-5. Both, I like Keller obviously more than Eflin. Eflin's a good pivot off of Keller. You got Lynn at 86, who I like, Dunning at 75, and Schuster at 65 is how I'd break down the pitching on the seven-game early slate. Hitting, though, let's go to the catcher's position here. Yeah, Will Smith going up against Patrick Corbin at 58. We can definitely go to that, even though Corbin's pitching well. I'll just take my chances with the Dodgers once again. I do like Baltimore versus Bieber. Just don't know if I'll go all in. Jonah Heim versus Wentz. I love Texas again. Shocker. Heim's $4,500 versus Wentz. Hopefully he's playing. Day game, getaway game. We'll see how that one goes. Christian Betancourt versus Justin Steele. I like Steele a lot, but if the Rays can get going, Betancourt's there at $3,800. Going down cheaper now. Not a lot down here, honestly, unless you're like Shea Langeliers, if you're fading Schuster. Could be a dude if Mike Zanino's in the Cleveland lineup. He's $2,800 versus Austin Voth. If you're just looking for a home run in a tournament, Zanino could be your dude. Matt Theis versus Lynn at $2,400 if you're not using Lynn. Patrick Bailey, I imagine, gets the day off. He let us all down, I'm sorry, on Tuesday. But he's $2,300. I'll take a zero from $2,300 all day long with the upside he brings. So Bailey's $2,300 again against Mitch Keller. So he'd be a punt if that plays. But getaway days, you will get some value catchers when lineups get released. First base position for you, though, Matt Olson versus James Caprillion at 57. I like that. Freeman versus Corbin, don't mind the lefty-lefty at 56. Nathaniel Lowe at 46 versus Wentz as well. It'll be another guy I would look at. Harold Ramirez at Tampa Bay at $3,800 versus Steele. Be a little bit of a value there. Andrew Vaughn's really, really hitting well. He played well for us. I loved him. Told you how much I loved him. He got like 15 points or something on Tuesday facing a lefty. He's hitting well enough that I don't even mind him versus Barilla at 37 because he has an Angels bullpen that's not playing great. So a guy like Andrew Vaughn at 37 if you're stacking Chicago is someone to keep in mind. Josh Naylor, he's been struggling, but he's $3,500 versus Austin Voth. This could be a Austin Voth. This could be a spot for him to get going. Below 3K, though, Gavin Sheets, if he's in the White Sox lineup, he's first base outfield eligible. He's $2,700 versus Barilla. We love him for tournaments in situations like this. Josh Bell's down to $2,400. He did put up 7 points on Tuesday night. He put up 10 the game before that. He's been really, really bad, but he's gotten so cheap where he's almost viable, especially in matchups like that versus Austin Voth. So Josh Bell at $2,400, I can't just like walk right past it because there is a smidgen of viability there. Second base, you got Marcus Semien at 6K versus Wentz. It's outstanding. If you're just going to pay up, totally love it. Ozzie Albies at 45 is great versus Caprillion. Cheaper plays. And Andres Jimenez, he actually did something on Tuesday, which is great, but he's been bad. But $3,900. Cleveland's cheap. They're cheap. They're struggling, but they're cheap. So I don't hate it versus Austin Voth. Miguel Vargas at 31 versus Corbin could be a little bit of a value there for you in that matchup. Other than that, this guy, he should be chalk. Romy Gonzalez of the White Sox, homered in his third straight games, is getting called up. He's stealing bags. He's just doing everything. He's $2,400. He's a great punt if you want one at the second base position. Third base, you got J-Ram at 53. Awesome. Riley at 52. Josh Jung will be my favorite play at 51 versus Wentz. Will he ride in that train until it runs into the ground? So that's a good one. Don't mind Muncy. Moncada at 43 is a decent price tag compared to all the guys at 5K. You got Moncada versus Barilla. Don't mind that. But Josh Young's the dude I'm paying up for. I'd probably drop the Moncada if you want to save a few dollars. And if you want to go even cheaper, you got Heimer Candelario. I don't mind a little Washington action versus Noah Syndergaard because Syndergaard is not good. So the Candyman at 38. Isak Paredes at 37 if you're fading Steele. Gunnar Henderson at 36 is a really good price tag. He's hitting like 280 over the last couple of weeks. Big time slugging and ISO percentages. He's pretty much an all or nothing guy. Like you look at his things, 14-0-0-0, 14-11-17. So it's all or nothing for him, but he's $3,600. That's a great price tag versus Shane Bieber, who's pitching to way too much contact right now. So I don't mind that at all. Jake Berger at 32. If you need to go that direction, you can. Other than that, not a ton of value right now. Shortstop, Corey Seager at 59. I don't mind lefty-lefty. Same with Wander Franco at 52. Both really, really strong plays at their position. You go down farther, though. You can go Tim Anderson versus Barilla if you want at 47. Casey Schmidt, he's 31. I like Mitch Keller a lot, though, that stuff. C.J. Abrams at 28 is not a bad value against Syndergaard. Chris Taylor against the lefties, one thing we do like. He's $2,800 versus Patrick Corbin, so he'd be another dude to keep an eye on. Other than that, there's not much down here. Outfield position, as we wrap up the hitters. Acuna at 64, always in play. Otani went deep on Tuesday. That was good to see. But Mookie Betts at 59, I love playing him. Just keep playing him. Randy Rosarena at 57 is totally fine as well. Adelis Garcia at 55 versus Wentz is an awesome play. Lou Bob continues to play well. He put up like 17 more fantasy points on Tuesday. He's $5,300 versus Barria, so I like that. Josh Lowe would be a nice tournament play if he's in the lineup versus lefty. He probably sits. Just Dongs Martinez at 47 hit another home run on Tuesday night. He's crushing it. I talked about him on the First Pitch podcast that comes out for Wednesday morning. He hit a three-run homer on Tuesday. That's like five home runs in May, and his May games started on May 14th because he's on the IL. So like half the month, he's hitting it very, very well. So Just Dongs at 47 versus Corbin. We love him versus lefties. That's a great spot to target. Santander at $4,200 versus Bieber. Don't mind that one bit because I just don't like Bieber. Eloy Jimenez at $3,900. He got a little $500 pay raise. Still like him a lot at that price tag at $3,900. Michael Conforto, Yastrzemski, 38 and 37. I do like Keller, but I don't mind Conforto at 38 if you want to go there. He's just hitting it that well right now. Mickey Moniak, Taylor Ward got the start against the righty on Tuesday, so I have to keep an eye on this situation. And Ward went deep. He left the game with a home run. But if Moniak's back in the lineup at 35 versus Lynn, you can go there. Taylor Ward's 34. I like Lance Lynn, but if you want to fade him, those are guys to look at. Estuary Ruiz at $3,200 versus Schuster. Brent Rooker at 33 versus Schuster. So if you're fading Schuster, you want those kind of right-handed bats from the from the Oakland Athletics. Jose Siri at 31, good value for Tampa Bay. Gavin Sheets, 27, mentioned him earlier. That'd be a dude to keep an eye on. If you're not using Dane Dunning, Akil Baddoo at $2,500 is a good value on this slate. He's been playing really well, especially with right-handed pitching. So he'd be a dude to keep an eye on. Corey Dickerson would be another great value at $2,400 if you're fading Syndergaard. Over the last 10 games, C-Dick's hitting 323 with two home runs, getting you eight DK points per game. That's real solid for $2,400, especially because he got that power upside day game in L.A. The ball will fly a lot more. So keep that in mind against Syndergaard with C-Dick Dongs. Pitching recap, Keller Eflin up top. I prefer Keller at 10-8. Got Lance Lynn at 86. I mean, that is solid. Dunning at 75. Your punt is Schuster at 65. Stacking things up on this slate. Love Texas versus Wentz, probably my favorite stack. Don't mind the White Sox versus Barria. A few others, though. Baltimore versus Bieber is interesting, but I do like Cleveland's side of that one as they go up against Austin Voth. So Cleveland might be my second stack after Texas on this one, and then Atlanta's always worth a look for sure. All right, let's get into the sixth game evening slate and try to run through this one for you real quick. Your totals on the evening slate, you got the Brew Crew versus the Jays, 9.5. Phillies, Mets, 8.5. Reds, Red Sox, 10. Twins, Astros, 8. Yankees, Mariners, 7.5. Rockies, D-backs, 10. As you can tell by the totals, pitching sucks on the evening slate. Almost all the good pitchers are early. Pitching should be chalk. Hunter Brown's $10,000 against the Minnesota Twins. We're going to run with that. For one, Hunter Brown's been outstanding of late, especially his last three starts, nearly a 35% K to walk percentage. That's elite, elite stuff. And then you get a Twins team over the last 2 weeks, a 30.1% K rate versus lefties. It's still bad versus righties, trust me. So let me switch that over real quick. I think it's higher. That's why it threw me off. Yeah. 31.7% K rate versus righties over the last 2 weeks, hitting .238 with a 179 ISO. So Hunter Brown at 10K. I'll eat the chalk there. A contrarian tournament play would be George Kirby coming off a rough start facing the red-hot Yankees lineup at $9,400. Kirby's last start snapped 8 straight quality starts. He's been great, not walking guys. So you could get back on that train at basically no ownership on this slate. Could be a nice little tournament play with George Kirby. Some other guys to look at. I will tell you this much, because I looked at all these pitchers when I was doing a Baseball HQ matchup article for Wednesday. James Paxton, 2 great starts, then got lit up by the Angels. Faces Cincinnati, and people go, oh, it's just Cincinnati. Who cares? Not so fast, my friends. Cincinnati striking out 16% of the time versus lefties over the last 2 weeks. They're hitting .364 with a 193 ISO. I know some of those games came in Great American Small Park, but regardless, they're hitting lefties very well since he could be a cheap stack. Just throwing it out there real quick. Louis Varland, I love big-time strikeout stuff. Does have a face the Houston Astros, though. They just lit up Joe Ryan, so be cautious in that one. A tournament play could be Luke Weaver at $7,900 versus Paxton. Weaver adjusted his pitch mix tremendously. 6 1/3 shutout with 6 Ks against St. Louis. 2 starts prior, 5 1/3, 1 run, 6 Ks against Miami. Got hit around by the Yankees in between that. But that's a 23 and a 17 on this slate. That's great. Now he's going up against Boston. A team that's been scuffling, man. They've been quiet. Ben Lively got the job done, surprisingly. They're striking out nearly 25% of the time versus righties over the last 2 weeks, hitting 231 with the 116 ISO. So Luke Weaver, weirdly enough, on a slate like this, and I am not a Luke Weaver guy. I target Luke Weaver on this slate. The way he's made adjustments, I'm willing to give him a shot. I'll tell you that much, because there is not much below this. So Weaver at 79 would be a dude to look at. And I'm not kidding. I want nothing to do with anything else on this slate. So it's Brown at 10K, Kirby at 94. You can go Varland at 83 if you want, and then Weaver at 79. If I'm making one lineup, it's probably Hunter Brown and Luke Weaver. That's where I'm dancing, and that does not leave me warm and fuzzy. I'll tell you that much. Hitters on this six-game evening main slate. Catcher's position, you got Elias Diaz at $4,900 versus the lefty Henry. I like that. Colorado, the total was over 10 in that game, so we're a fan there. I don't mind Cal Raleigh or Schmidt either. Schmidt gets hit a lot by lefties. He's $4,800. Phillies will be in play because you're facing Carlos Carrasco. So JT Realmuto at 47 is an option as well. Tyler Stevenson at 43. And you're going to be able to play all the team. Just pick your stack, basically. I can literally just cut out all of this and say pick your stacks, because it's brutal. But if you want some discounted play, Francisco Alvarez still $3,400 versus Nola. Nola has been bad, really bad. So Alvarez at 34 would be a dude to look at. And then cheaper plays, if you want to fade Weaver, Connor Wong's 29. Got Alejandro Kirk at $2,900 versus Julio Teheran. I do not expect Teheran to pitch great like he did against the Giants, especially in Toronto. I expect a setback there. So Toronto should be in play for you as well. But yeah, other than that, check your lineups, because it's pretty brutal. First base position, you got Big Meat Pete at 57, Vadito at 51. Those are both just fine. But Denelson Lamet makes his return to starting rotations on Wednesday. So get your Arizona Diamondbacks in your lineups, folks. Lamet looked good out of the pen, looked decent in his rehab. So I'm not going to completely clown on him, but I'm going to clown on him a little bit. Let's just be honest. So Christian Walker at 45 is just fine. Rowdy Tellez versus Manoah, love Milwaukee, $4,200 in this one. You got Spencer Steer going up against Paxton at 38. That could be one of your cheaper dudes from Cincinnati. Alec Bohm at $3,300 versus Carrasco. He's first base, third base eligible. You got Pavin Smith, first base outfield at 31 versus Lamet. Be another guy for you to look at. Nolan Jones probably gets the day off versus a lefty. Tristan Casas is $2,800 versus Weaver. So he'd be another guy to pay attention to on this slate. And that should do it. Second base position for you. Jonathan India at 56 is awesome. Like that a ton. Ketel Marte at 48. He went deep on Tuesday. You can go right back to that. He's been swinging a really, really good bat. So Marte at 48 is fine. Bryson Stott at $4,300 has been playing really well over the last few weeks. I actually wrote about him at Fantasy Pros this week. So Bryson Stott at 43, leading off against Cookie Carrasco, is a decent play. Other than that, like Owen Miller at $3,100. He's second base, third base, can be at value versus Manoa. That would be one to look at. And then other than that, check your lineups. Third base position, Devers at 61 is fine, but give me Chapman versus Teheran at 46. Don't mind McMahon if he's playing against the lefty at 45. He's just swinging it that well right now. Josh Rojas at 4K is in play if you're stacking Arizona. Alec Bohm at 33. That's a really, really, really nice value. Owen Miller at 31. Royce Lewis is up to 3K, and he's third base shortstop eligible now, because I have struggled to use him because I keep using like Wander Franco or something. They've been productive. But Royce Lewis, he's 3K. It's Hunter Brown, though, so I'm not, like, running to play it. I'm just more happy he's got the third base shortstop eligibility. That's pretty, pretty nice. Otherwise, value-wise, not a ton down here. So it's making Luke Weaver look a lot more important on this slate. Shortstop position, you got Bichette at 5K, which is totally awesome. Lindor at 48 is just fine. J.P. Crawford at 4,000 is a really nice play. Like I said, lefties versus Schmidt. And with all the other bats targeting here, I think Seattle might go a little under the radar. Not saying they're a great stack, but they could be a nice little contrarian piece. Matt McClain at $3,700 versus Paxton would be a dude to look at if he's in the lineup. There's Royce Lewis again at 3K. I love seeing him at both spots. And then, he's in double A. Never mind. Yep, that's about it. This is a rough, rough six-game slate. Outfield, you got Judge at 62. Judge just hit his 12th home run of May. He's hitting over 360 in May on Tuesday night. He's hitting over 300 on the season now with 18 home runs. He's just fine. He's $6,200 versus Kirby. Yeah, Yordan at 6K versus Varland. That's good as well. Bryce Harper had the day off on Tuesday, which is weird, after a day off on Monday for the entire team. Hopefully he's back in the lineup on Wednesday, because if he is, Harper at $5,800 versus Carrasco is probably one of my more favorite payout spots in the entire slate. So we'll go that direction. Kyle Tucker's 53. Corbin Carroll will be another great payout spot at $5,200. He homered, had two steals on Tuesday against Denelson Lamet on Wednesday. So Corbin Carroll at 52 is awesome. Like that. Jared Kelnick at 49 slowed down a bit, but good spot there versus Schmidt. You got Springer at 48 versus Tehran in your Toronto stacks. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is on fire. He's $4,400 versus Lamet. I like that a ton as well. Randall Grichuk at $3,900 is a decent like tournament play against the lefty Henry. We know how Grichuk's power versus lefties is pretty nice, so I don't mind that. Mid 3Ks and below, you got Dalton Varsho versus Tehran at 36. Varsho's just not been the guy we want him to be, but in a Toronto stack, in that matchup, it works. Benton Doyle at $3,400 versus Henry. Pavin Smith at 31 are a couple more guys to look at. When you go below 3K now, if Nolan Jones went deep, so if he's playing, I love him at 29. I just don't think he plays versus the lefty. Other than that, though, you will have a few guys like Stuart Fairchild probably plays for Cincy. He's $2,300. He'd be a punt for you. Raimel Tapia has been leading off for Boston. He's $2,200 versus Kirby. I mean, versus Weaver. So he'd be a dude as well, but not like a ton. Like there's Jake Bowers down here. There's Willie Calhoun down here. Aaron Hicks just got signed by Baltimore. So my goodness, he'll be on the early slate potentially. Yeah, a lot going on down here. Recapping your pitching, Hunter Brown at 10K is the dude you want. Kirby is a decent pivot at 94. You got Varland at 83. I like Weaver at 79. Those are the four pitchers you're looking at on this six-game main slate. Milwaukee versus Manoa and Toronto versus Tehran, so you can game stack that game. I like Cincinnati versus Paxton as a sneaky stack. I don't think many will play that at all. I think most will play Paxton. So that's your contrarian angle on the slate. Philadelphia versus Carrasco is one of my top stacks, period, because I'm just going to keep targeting Cookie. Even though he pitched better in his last start, I'll give him that, but it's just it's not there anymore, folks. But if I'm picking just one place to go, I am game stacking Colorado and Arizona. Henry has not been good. Denelson Lamet is Denelson Lamet. Let me game stack Colorado and Arizona. Cincinnati is your contrarian stack. Philadelphia is my favorite stack. So maybe I go with a Philadelphia stack with pieces of Colorado and Arizona. We'll see what lineups look like. But it is an ugly six-game main slate. You have a fun seven-game early slate. At least there's multiple pitching options. That makes sense. And it's going to be a wild Wednesday. And it's a full day. That's the beauty of it all. Full day of action. For me on the West Coast, it's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. basically of baseball. That is outstanding. And I'll be back with you guys on Thursday to get you ready for some more DFS action. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 31st edition. I'm out.